You're listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station.
Breakout Radio Church, now having church services daily at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Central Time. Now here is Pastor Deo Gentry.
Hey, good Sunday morning, everybody. Welcome to Breakout Radio Church on this Sunday morning in September, the second Sunday of September. Here we are broadcasting live all across America and around the globe. Since we started broadcasting, we've had over 170 nations that have joined us, and this is Breakout Radio Church. The Holy Spirit gave me the scripture in 1997, Micah 2:13, the one who breaks open will come up before them. They will break out, pass through the gate and go by out by it. Their king will pass before them. Of course, that is Jesus. So it's a good Sunday morning at Breakout Radio Church. We're a global church without walls, comprised of members in many different geographical locations across America and around the globe, responding to Jesus' command to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. And, of course, we're a house of prayer for all nations. So, Gene and I want to welcome you to Breakout Radio Church. It's going to be a great day. It's a great Sunday morning, isn't it, Gene?
Yes, it is. Good morning, Breakout family. So thankful for all of you that are joining us today, our members, our partners, and it's going to be a great day at Breakout Radio Church.
Over 3 years, we've been leading Breakout Radio Church. And, of course, Gene and I celebrated this year 52 years in full-time ministry. And we're so thankful and grateful that you're with us today. And ministering today is going to be, we're going to have a couple of church members are going to be ministering today. And they have one of the most incredible stories to tell that you have ever heard, so you don't want to go anywhere. Stay tuned, and good to have you wherever you may be listening to radio today here at Breakout Radio Church. I don't know where you're at, what time of the day it is, and of course this service will be replayed at 10 a.m. this morning Central Time, and then of course 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. all during the week, Monday through Saturday, but we're broadcasting live today. It's a beautiful, hot Sunday morning in Austin, Texas. So we're going to pray, and Gene and I is holding all of your names in prayer. I have prayed for every one of you church members today. Every one of you, I prayed for you today. I've called your name, asking God to bless you and be with you, and so we're holding your names in our hands, and we just pray right now. Father, Gene and I, we set ourselves in agreement with all of the Breakout Radio Church members on this Sunday morning in September here at Breakout Radio Church, and we're so very, very thankful and grateful. We're thankful for the people that have been standing with us throughout the years and during my time of surgery and restoration, just so very, very thankful and grateful. And we are so blessed to be able to lead this wonderful church without walls. And we just pray the will of God be done today. Your will, plan, and purpose be done in Jesus' name. We pray that you'll bless our service today, bless our guest speakers, and just anoint our ears to hear and our eyes to see and our hearts to receive. In Jesus' name, we believe you for it. We bless all of our members today, and we want to pray a special prayer today for all of those in the Bahamas this morning that have been suffering, family members that have lost loved ones, and people that have been injured, and people without any food or water or medicine, and people that are trying to get off of the island. And Gene and I have ministered on that island where that hurricane took place. some of the most beautiful, friendly people in the world are the Bahamas, and we remember our ministry time there in the Bahamas, don't we, Jean?
Yes, we do. It's a beautiful island, and we just pray for all those that have had so much devastation today.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Father, we set ourselves in agreement for those on the Bahamas, in the Bahamas today. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the service today. We pray, Lord, for those that are joining us today at Breakout Radio Church. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Going to invite our dear friend, Michael W. Smith. He's going to lead us in praise and worship. So I want you to join us today. It's going to be a wonderful day. And so here we go.
The word says, for the spirit of heaviness, put on the garment of praise. And that's how we fight our battles.
Yeah.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
What we're doing tonight.
This is how I fight my battles.
Just when you think you're lost.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Hey.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is how we fight our battles,
this
church.
This is how we fight. This is how we fight our battles.
Yes.
This is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles. This is how we fight our battles.
Yes. Yes.
This is how we fight our battles.
Yes.
This is how we fight our battles.
Hallelujah. 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 Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're surrounded. We're surrounded by you, Lord, by ministering angels, warring angels. Hallelujah. And those of you that are in a battle this morning, we just declare that our victory is in the Lord. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we just agree in Jesus' name with those who are in a war this morning, a battle this morning for their health, their finances, their emotions, whatever's going on, whatever's taking place, their job, their business, their children, their marriage, whatever may be happening today in Jesus' name. Lord, many people today may feel like that they're surrounded by powers of darkness. They're surrounded by all of these evil things, but may we know that we're surrounded by you, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. By ministering angels and warring angels. Hallelujah. 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 Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God, we praise you and we bless you and we honor you and we magnify your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're a good God, awesome God. Hallelujah. And we worship you this morning. We worship you today. We honor you today. Hallelujah. 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 Let's worship him, church. Let's worship him, church.
Above all power. Above all kings, above all nature and all created things, above all wisdom and all the ways of man, you were here before the world began. Above all kingdoms, above all thrones, of all wonders the world has ever known, above all wealth and treasures of the earth, there's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, lay behind a stone, you live. Rejected and alone, like a rose, trembling. you took the fall and thought of me above all.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Above all. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. We honor you, Jesus. We magnify your holy name. Hallelujah. Let everybody that hath breath praise and worship him today. Lord, we are so thankful today. We are so thankful today that we know you, Lord Jesus. May you be high and lifted up here at Breakout Radio Church on this Sunday morning. May you be high and lifted up. Hallelujah. As people join us, members all across America and around the globe. Thank you, Lord. We're very, very thankful and grateful. We love you, Jesus. We honor you, Jesus. Lord, we're going to keep the main thing at Breakout Radio Church. And the main thing is that we know you, Lord, as our personal Savior and Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Well, it's an honor today to have two of our very faithful church members here at Breakout Radio Church ministering on this Sunday morning, and I've had them scheduled for some while, for some time, and it's good to have Barry and Laura Smith. Barry and Laura are from West Columbia, Texas, and they were missionaries to the Nation of Belize for many years, and a faithful couple. And so we are so delighted to be able to have them minister today. So I want you to welcome Barry and Laura Smith as they come to the microphone today here at Breakout Radio Church to minister to us on a Sunday morning. Welcome, Barry and Laura.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Pastor Dale and Gene. I want to just say thank you to Pastor Dale and Gene and to Breakout Radio Church. Laura was recently had visited Belize and came back very sick, and it lasted for almost a whole month. And I thank you guys for interceding and praying with us for her complete healing, and she's doing tremendously better now. So thank you very much. And today we have lots of stories. We have lots to tell about how faithful God has been to provide for our needs and provide for our healing and just take us through lots of storms. And, you know, we have so much to be grateful for. And, but I just want to start out with a scripture here that, you know, people had asked us when we first went to Belize, well, what is your vision? And we would tell them, well, our vision is to go and make disciples. And like, is that all? Well, pretty much that sums up a lot of what our vision is. And so we got that from Matthew 28, 18, 19, and through 20. And I'm going to read it. It says, all authority in heaven, on earth, has been given to me. That's Jesus talking. He says, therefore, these are some of Jesus' last words. It says, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey every commandment I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. So these are some of the words that some of Jesus' last words, and he wasn't just throwing that out there like, well, I kind of wish you would do this. He's like, I've got the authority. It's been given me by heaven, and this is what I would like for you to do. Says because I have the authority to do this, I'm telling you to go and make disciples of all nations. And so in 1989, there was a ministers meeting at our church, and our pastor, B.B. Hankins, we were living in another town, and Pastor Hankins invited us to come over to West Columbia from Anahuac, Texas, and to be a part of the minister's meeting. It was by invitation only, and we didn't know what was in store. We had met Pastor Dale, and he called us up to the front and prophesied over us and said, very, very soon, God is going to launch you two into full-time ministry, but don't try to make anything happen. God knows what he's doing. And, you know, it was like, wasn't until 1992, our whole world was changed when our son passed away. And in 1994, we realized what being launched into full-time ministry was. We were literally launched into called to Belize, and God has supplied our needs so much, so many times, and been so faithful. We prayed for sick people and seen them healed. We prayed for provisions. God's always come through with provisions. And a lot of times that, you know, it's maybe our fault. We wait till the last minute to pray about something. We wait till the last minute but God is still faithful. God still comes through. And so, we've got so many stories to tell. It's kind of hard to pinpoint exactly what all to tell today. We don't have all that much time. Laura's got some stuff she wants to share, so I'm going to let Laura talk now.
Well, like Barry said, we're thankful for all the prayers and for God working in our lives and for his faithfulness. Years ago, I kind of felt like, well, who wouldn't want to be a Christian? You pray and you get healed. You pray and God fixes everything. And so I don't know where that thinking came from, but we soon learned that sometimes we go through things we didn't think we would ever have to go through, like Barry mentioned, losing our only child, our only son. We got a new understanding of God's faithfulness. And the verse in Isaiah 43:1-4 stands out because it says, when you pass through the waters and when you pass through the fire, it says, this is what the Lord said, he who created you and formed you, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel. So we found that verse to be true in our lives when we think that we're about to drown from the pressures and from the grief that we've experienced. He said we'll go through things, but he said he would be with us. And that's what we've found. He's been faithful just to be right there with us. We felt called to missions before we even met. And the night before our wedding, Barry told me he didn't want to have children because there were so many children with no parents in this world. And he wanted to be a father to the fatherless. And years later, several years after we got married, we had our first child and thoroughly enjoyed him, loved him, and never imagined going through anything but just a wonderful time as parents. And then in 1992, on my 20th spiritual birthday, it was 20 years exactly to the day that I had given my heart to Jesus, our son broke out with chickenpox. And at this time, we had decided that Barry would go on a mission trip to Belize and we would stay at home before he ever got chickenpox. We decided this, and Barry set out to go to Belize March 15th. 1992. And after he left, our son was so ill that I took him to the doctor and he was in the hospital. And the next thing I knew, they were talking like his life is in danger. So my brother contacted the Belizean embassy to get a hold of the ambassador. And they were able to get Barry back on a plane a few days after he arrived there. And he came back home 24 hours later. Our son passed away. We were totally, totally devastated. We had prayer covering. We felt the presence of the Lord, and yet he still passed away. And it just didn't make any sense. But yet God was right there with us, and we could feel his presence so strong. And we made up our minds, we're going to serve him. We're going to walk with the Lord, and nothing is going to shake us. But, you know, going home to an empty house and trying to pick up the pieces, when you lose a child or someone very close to you, it's like you don't want to be there yourself. You wish you could have gone with them. And it took a lot of months before I even felt like the Lord had some kind of plan and some kind of reason for us to still be here. We had our son in 1995. 4 years later, we had wanted to have more children and hadn't been able to. And I went to the doctor and he did some tests and he said, it's a miracle you have one child because you have a birth defect. And you won't carry another child as long as you carried him. And he was born a month early. So he said, you know, he could do corrective surgery and that I might be able to carry a child after that. Meanwhile, I found out that I was pregnant. And it turned out to be a ectopic or tubal pregnancy. So we lost the baby. And then the doctor noticed that I was still pregnant. And a month later, they realized it was a twin. So I had another surgery for another tubal pregnancy. So, you know, that was pretty heartbreaking. I nearly died. The doctor told me that he saved my life because I was bleeding internally. He did corrective surgery later. And so after that, I got pregnant again in 1991 and carried the baby 13 weeks and miscarried. Again, we were devastated and had more surgery. Got pregnant again in same year, 1991, but the end of the year. In 1992, really the worst year of our life, I found out in January that I had miscarried again. Very early in the pregnancy. In March, our son passed away. In June, I found out that I was expecting again and felt pretty terrified. I was trying just to have faith in God because this was my fifth pregnancy and we had no children. So the Lord just gave me I was bedridden and the Lord just, I kept thinking if I didn't want to get out of bed, I was afraid I would lose the baby. And I just wished that someone was there just to hold my hand. And he gave me the verse that that he holds. Let me read it. Isaiah 41:13. I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. And I felt his presence with me. And then even though I made it 23 weeks, the baby was born early. We had a daughter and she lived for an hour and a half. And because she was too early, they couldn't keep her alive. After that, it was like rock bottom for us. And we called our pastor and we just said, you know, don't understand why all this is happening. We were, you know, so many things had gone wrong, and yet we loved the Lord, and we knew he loved us. We knew he was the God that healed, And yet our son passed away, our daughter passed away. And he told us, you know, Paul and Silas were persecuted and beat up and put in prison. And they weren't sitting there saying, why us, God? Why did you let that happen when we were trying to serve you? He said they just started worshiping the Lord, and that's what you need to do. That was very powerful and a real, I mean, it just really helped us. And the Lord has shown us that even, you know, we don't understand the whole picture. We have questions that really won't even matter by the time we see Jesus. But in Romans, it said God works all things together for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. He didn't say everything was good in our lives, but he said he takes all those broken pieces and works them together for our good. And in Psalm 34:18, it said the Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. So with all that background in mind, and the Lord has truly done that. He's been close to us. He has saved us. He has worked things for our good. Barry mentioned some of Jesus's last words, go and make disciples. And that was already our heart. And our son's, some of his last words were, Jesus loves the little children. And so moving forward to 1994, 2 years after our son's death, the Lord opened the door for us to visit Belize together. And we just, our hearts were just so drawn to the country and to the children there that we just prayed for God to show us his perfect will, his perfect timing. And I'm going to let Barry share how the Lord supernaturally launched us to ministry in Belize.
Well, after we got back from, actually, while we were still in Belize, I think we spent 10 days just crying and thanking God for his presence every day. We just felt such the presence of God in our lives, and we knew beyond a shadow of a doubt, this is where God wants us to be. This is what God has called us to do. And we came back home and immediately went and talked to our pastor, and we just began to make plans as though we're going to go right away to Belize. Well, it was just a couple of months, on Mother's Day, right after that, that was in March, and on Mother's Day in May, we called the director of the children's home there that we had been stayed at, and she said, we've got a place ready for y'all whenever y'all are ready to come. And that was the confirming word that we needed. We were right then and there, we were invited to come, and we knew that's where God wanted us. And so it was just, I don't know how many days went by after that. I got up at 4 o'clock one morning and I woke my wife up and I said, I can't go to work today. She said, why not? I said, I can't work. All I can think about is that we're supposed to go to Belize, and that's all that's on my mind. I can't go to work. And she said, well, I'm feeling the same way. I can't go to work either. So we went at 4:30 in the morning to a dirty truck stop. I don't want to say the name. I don't want to be critical, but it was a dirty truck stop. And they make some tremendous greasy breakfast, and we at 4:30 in the morning, we ate some good breakfast and talked about how we're going to sell our house and how we're all the things we were preparing to go to Belize, and there was no stopping us. So you know, it was like, I think we stayed at the truck stop till about 7:30, and we left there and went to the real estate office where we had gone through to purchase our house, and the realtor just happened to be there early, and we told the realtor what we were doing, and the realtor was a Christian, and she just got so excited, and she said somebody was looking for a house just like y'all's, and can I bring them by at 9:30? And like, oh my, okay. So we ran home and started making sure everything was in place and vacuumed the carpet and got everything ready, and she brought them by at 9:30, and then she brought us some disappointing news that afternoon. They're not interested. But then the realtor's like, but I know somebody who is interested. And so that was like Wednesday, and she brought another lady by on Saturday, and that lady had been looking at the house, our house, when we had bought it. And she was very upset that we had bought it out from under her because she wanted to buy that house. Turns out the lady gave us all the money that we were asking and bought our furniture and appliances and everything as is. And so within just, within 3 days of us making the decision to go to Belize, our house was sold. Our furniture was sold. Our appliances were sold. We let some people know that we were going to be selling some other things. And man, one day I came home from work and the house was full of people. I'm like, what are you people doing here? The water is selling everything in the house. And God just moved supernaturally. We were literally launched, and we had my parents were visiting Ralph Hagemeyer in Africa at the time when we had made the decision to go to Belize, and we picked them up at the airport, and like, we got some news for you, and they weren't quite sure what it was, and we told them we're going to be moving in with y'all very soon because our house, we sold our house, and they were kind of shocked. They were happy for us. And so anyway, I mean, there's just so much detail to that story, how God just supernaturally provided finances. And one month from when our house sold, we were in the lease. And that is a supernatural thing in itself. One more little thing. I was working there for Texaco Incorporated, and they had come out 2 weeks before that to tell us how there was rumor of layoffs and nobody was getting laid off. They weren't cutting anybody's job. Yeah, we didn't have anything to worry about. Well, I went to and talked to my boss as soon as we knew we were going to Belize, and I said, you know, I need to turn in my resignation because we're gonna go move to Belize and we're gonna be missionaries there. And he said, well, let me let my boss know. Well, the next day, his boss called and talked to me, and he said, this is just so exciting. I'm going to do what I can to help you out. And so they cut my job so that I would get a severance package. And so I got a severance pay for the first 6 months after I got 2 weeks of pay for every year I had worked, which was 13 years. And not 2 weeks of pay for every year I'd work, but anyway, yeah. So anyway, we started getting paychecks from then until after Christmas. And also people just started asking us about our ministry and what we were doing and started sending money. And I'm going to let Laura continue with what she has to say now.
Well, you know, the Lord just restored us. Eventually, we had our own home for children, and the Lord sent children to us. And it was just such a blessing and so healing. And I know He handpicked those kids for us. And it wasn't a perfect situation. Of course, we still had to deal with kids who had issues. We had people come against us for different things. But God was with us. He brought great contentment. And I felt like, you know, if I never have any children of my own physically, that we are so blessed with the children that God has brought into our lives. And I want to back up to during one of our garage sales to go to Belize, a lady walked up to me and said, I believe that when after you go to Belize, God is going to give you a son and He will give you His name first. And I said, well, that sounds really good. But if it's God, it'll happen. And if it's not, it won't. But years later, as we were in Belize, God spoke to Barry and told him He was going to have a son. And I couldn't figure out how that could possibly happen since it hadn't worked out too good so far. But in 1999, I found out I was expecting again. At first, they thought it was twins and then triplets. And I miscarried again. And, you know, it makes you wonder, why do we keep hearing that we're going to have a child and it never works out? A year later, I found out I was expecting again. I was pretty terrified because so many pregnancies have been so difficult. I flew back to the States, and my doctor said that he was going to keep me here. And I went into early labor again, but he put me in the hospital. I was in the hospital for 5 weeks with no insurance, I might add. And but the Lord showed us very specifically that we would have a son. Before I even got pregnant, we saw a video about have yourself a Judah, because Judah means praise, and praise in the midst of your circumstances. So when we found out we were expecting, we knew the name would be Judah. So I'm in the hospital. I have Judah at 26 weeks. He was born 1 pound, 14 ounces. As I said before, we had no insurance, but because he was so small, he was covered under Medicare for full covered, and he was in the hospital for 17 weeks fighting for his life. But the Lord had promised, and He was faithful, and He not only survived, his over $1 million hospital bill was completely paid for. My 5 week hospital bill was paid for. And Judah is now 18 years old, almost 19, graduated from high school. God blessed us with a miracle. We were even told at the hospital that we would never be able to take him to Belize because he was so small. He was in Belize when he was 6 weeks out of the hospital, and loved the country, grew up most of his life there. And God has just done so many things, so faithful in our life, and we're so blessed. He's done so many miracles of provision and just worked everything for our good, like He said He would in His word. And just want to encourage people, you know, because you go through things, it doesn't mean that God doesn't love you or that He's far away from you. God is right there. He said He's close to the brokenhearted. We were even asked if we had faith because we lost a child, and they asked us, did we not know how to pray, and all kinds of things. But yet God was right there with us. He didn't ever promise everything was going to be a bed of roses for us, but He promised to be with us. And He said, He said, do not fear. And He is right there holding our hand through the worst situations anyone could face. And we're just so thankful that He's faithful and that He has worked all these things in our lives for His good. And even when our son passed away, I said to our pastor, I don't think we can ever pray for anyone else's children. He said, yes, you can, because God's word is still true. We don't understand everything. We don't see the whole picture, but God's word is true, and he's our healer. And the Lord has just anointed us to pray for sick children, even to pray for people who couldn't have children before we ever had Judah. And it's amazing to me that he would have us pray for people when we wanted a child ourselves, but we could pray for people and they would conceive and have a child. And then God blessed us with our own. And we're so grateful for all he's done. Our children in Belize are now grown and they have children. We're back in the States because of we needed to take care of our mother who was getting older and had dementia problems. So God is still directing our path, and we're still connected with Belize, and we still have a heart to make disciples. So this, our mission field right now is here where we are. But we just want people to know that no matter what you're going through, even if it's the lowest time in your life, God is working things for your good, and he's close to the brokenhearted. Just know that he hasn't forgotten you, that he never promised we would not go through the waters. And sometimes it seems like we're in the fire and we're getting burned, but he promised we're not going to be burned. He is with us in the fire. And we're just so grateful. And we're just thankful for what he's done. And thankful for the opportunity to share it.
Yeah. I feel like somebody needed to hear this message today, and that there's somebody, there's people that are struggling because of loss. I don't, it may not be of a person. It may be of just a relationship, or maybe just, we don't know what your need is, but God is faithful. God is close to your heart. God is close to the brokenhearted. He's a healer. He's a transformer. He's here to give you life. He's here to bring restoration. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Lord, for that you are a restoring God. I thank you that you are a compassionate and loving friend. You love us even when we're not lovable. You love us even if we're not, when we're not faithful, Lord. You're faithful to us. And God, whoever needs to hear this today, I just pray that you will touch their heart by the Holy Spirit. I pray that your Holy Spirit will just soothe the healing oil and healing balm to their heart, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, thank you, Barry and Laura Smith. What a wonderful job that you guys have done. And I just set myself in agreement with y'all concerning people that may be going through the fire. They may be going through the floods. They may be going through the waters, maybe going through a difficult time. And it's amazing, amazing how God has seen y'all through, losing a little six-year-old boy to chicken pox, and then having several miscarriages along the way, and then giving birth to a little boy less than 2 pounds, having $1 million hospital bill paid for. I'm telling you, in Judah, I recently was able to have a meal with you guys and spend time with Judah, who just graduated from high school, an incredible young man, and how God is working in your lives, and how honorable that you're back in the States taking care of your mother and your mother-in-law. And I just bless the two of y'all. I know that God is at work. And I just set myself in agreement for those that are listening today. And you just say, it just seems like nothing is working out. Nothing seems to be happening. I've got all these dreams. I've got all of these visions. And yet, things are not working like they should. Hallelujah. I just pray for you today that your faith will be strong. And know that God is with you. and he is working with you regardless of your circumstances, regardless of your situation. He is at work, and he will not leave you nor forsake you, but he's going to go all the way with you. And I pray for you that are struggling today, struggling with the plan of God, struggling with where you're at, with circumstances that are going on in your life. I pray for you today. Hallelujah, that you will not lose your courage, that you will not lose your faith, but that you will continue to trust him with all of your heart. You will not lean to your own understanding. Amen. God is faithful. Gina and I have been through some of the biggest storms that we have ever encountered in our 52 years of ministry these last several months, but God has proven himself to be faithful. He's a good God. He's an awesome God. He is a faithful God, and he's proven himself. And I pray for you right now in the name of Jesus, those of you that are going through the storm, discouragement, and heaviness and loneliness, and it just seems like that things are not going to work out and that there's battles coming from every direction. You maybe feel like you're surrounded, as Michael W. Smith saying earlier today, that you're surrounded by all of these things, fear and loneliness and heaviness and sorrow and grief and difficulties. But you're actually surrounded by God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You're surrounded by ministering angels. You're surrounded by warring angels. You're surrounded by the love of Christ. And I pray for you, and I believe for you today that you will be strong and of a good courage. Be strong and of a good courage. That's what the Lord kept saying to Joshua. You be strong and of a good courage. Don't be afraid. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And I bless you right now in Jesus' name. And I want to pray for those of you that do not know the Lord. You're not a Christian today, but you would like to know him as your personal Savior. I pray for you today in Jesus' name. And if you're not a Christian, would you say this? Say these words with me. Lord Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sins. I believe you arose on the third day. I ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. With your strength and help, I'll live for you and serve you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. If you'd like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, if you're listening today, you may say, well, I've got a local church, but you can also be a part of a media church as well. And if you'd like to be a member of Breakout Radio Church, we have a lot of people, a lot of pastors and Christian leaders and people that may be part of a local church, but you also want to be a part of a worldwide church. And be on our prayer list and be on our membership row. You can do that. All you have to do is go to breakoutradiochurch.com, breakoutradiochurch.com, and there is a membership link. You just fill that out. Just take a few seconds and submit that. And you may have said, well, you know, I'm really connected with you and Gene and the ministry, but I've never become a member. But you can today. And so just go to breakoutradiochurch.com, breakoutradiochurch.com, and then you can fill out the membership link. I want to give you an opportunity right now to give your tithes and offerings and contributions. And I just encourage all of you that are attending Breakout Radio Church to give today. Maybe it's the first time you've ever attended. We don't require people to give, but we would be so blessed because Breakout Radio Church is supported. It's supported by you, our members, and also by those of you that love and care for Gene and I, and we're a part of your lives, and I just encourage you to give today. And here's how you give. You just go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, click on the donate button. If you're breakoutradiochurch.com, there's a donate button. Either one of these websites, there's a donate button. When you click on the donate button, you'll see Gene and I's picture, and you can give by using your PayPal, credit card, or debit card. It may say PayPal, and you say, well, I'm not a part of PayPal, but you just click on that, and you can use your PayPal, credit card, or debit card. If you would do that right now, I'm going to pray a blessing upon you. If you want to give by check, Gene still loves to give by check. You can give by check, and all you have to do is make your check out to Breakout Ministries. That's Breakout Ministries. Make your check to Breakout Ministries, and that is, and you can send it to this address, P.O. Box 91985. That's P.O. Box 91985. Austin, Texas, 78709. Austin, Texas, 78709. Gene and I are about to pray for those of you that are about to give, and I just want to encourage every one of you, would you give something today as we receive our tithes and offerings? And Gene, we've proven God over all these years about giving, haven't we? Paying our tithes.
Yes, we have. And as we give, God gives back. He's so faithful. Mm-hmm. We're so thankful for all of you that sow into this ministry.
Yes, we are.
You're a blessing, and we're so grateful.
Yes, Lord, we just bless the people that are giving today.
Yes.
And Gene and I, we got married when we were teenagers, and we started giving our tithes the first 10% of our income. And God, all of these years, has blessed us. And we just speak a blessing upon those that are giving. We thank you for people that are faithful to give their tithes and contributions.
Yes.
Or an offering and some type of contribution. We are so thankful and grateful. We bless each of you that are faithful givers. And those of you that are giving today, we ask God to bless you abundantly. We ask God to bless you bountifully in the name of Jesus as you give today. Amen and amen.
Yes.
Oh, we love you today. We're going to, I'm going to be back preaching next Sunday, and I'm going to continue my series on step by step, how God is leading us step by step. And I just believe this is an encouraging word that God has spoken to me. And don't forget, when you pray for Breakout to Radio Church, pray for Gene and I, if you will. And we need your prayers. Pray for this ministry, Breakout Ministries, and the Breakout Prayer Network, and pray for these preachers that are preaching every Sunday here on Preaching Sunday on bpnradio.com. Our pastor here in Austin, Bill Hart, he'll be ministering next, and then we'll have others that will come on all day long, all the way till midnight. There will be preaching, because the Bible said, how shall they preach? And how shall they preach except they be sent? And there may be some of you today that you'd like to preach it at Breakout Radio Church. Preaching Sunday here on the BPN Radio Network. And you can go to bpnradio.com and find out that information. It's been a great day, hasn't it, Gene?
It's been a great day. We're so thankful and grateful for all of you. And we trust that you have a blessed day. We love you.
We love you. Have a blessed day. And this service is going to be repeated at 10 a.m. Central Time, 8 p.m. tonight Central Time, and all this week, 8 a.m. and 8 p.m., Monday through Saturday on bpnradio.com. We're so thankful for this radio station that's been going almost 5 years around the clock, around the globe. Y'all have a wonderful day. We love you very much. We appreciate Michael Sean Bourne, and we appreciate Aliona Pachuca that's been working with us and all of our team. God bless you. Mm-hmm.